It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's revisit the 12-team college football playoffs and give a post-mortem. Oh, my Undertaker. Thank goodness, it's finally over. And congratulations to 14-2 Ohio State. The Buckeyes jumped out to a big lead on Monday night and then held on for a 34-23 win over 13-3 Notre Dame to take the national championship trophy home to Columbus this week. But the new, and in my opinion, not so improved college football playoffs finally ended on Monday night, January 20th, 2025. Let that date sink in. January 20th. Played nearly 3 weeks after New Year's Day, the 2024 college football season was still underway for both Ohio State and Notre Dame. Now, some of the players on both of these competitors had already graduated in December at the end of the fall semester, and others may have quietly dropped out of school before the game was played. The final game of this year's college football season occurred after both of the schools had already started their spring semester. Notre Dame started the spring term on January 13th. Ohio State's spring semester classes began January 6th. After January 20th's final game for both of these two teams, several players on the rosters of either team may have wished to transfer to another school, willing to give them more playing time and/or pay them more money under the NIL agreements. Haven't most universities already started their spring semester by Tuesday, January 21st? Pshaw. Such concerns today about something like academics seems to be a minor detail in today's big money world of college athletics. With so much loot on the line, the universities are now likely to roll out their red carpet to accommodate any of these late transfer athlete students whom the athletics department wants to enroll at the school. Welcome to the new developmental league of professional football. It is now being played on major college campuses. But to cover or not to cover, is that also becoming the question in college sports? With fourth down and only 26 seconds left on the clock in Monday night's championship game, Ohio State had the ball on the Notre Dame 15-yard line, leading by 8 points, 31-23. It should be over. And those who wagered on this title game knew that Ohio State was a 9-point favorite. So if Ohio State opted for a fourth down running play, let's say, Notre Dame would have then received the ball back with about 20 seconds to go. And the Fighting Irish would have had to traverse nearly 90 yards in order to reach the end zone with no timeouts remaining. The chances of Notre Dame scoring that miraculous last-second touchdown and then converting a 2-point conversion to tie the game would have been microscopic. Instead, Ohio State opted to kick a field goal on fourth down and make that final score 34-23, an 11-point win, and in doing so, they covered the 9-point spread. Ohio State's betting fans became doubly ecstatic after Monday night's finish. A representative for a national sports wagering company said that that final field goal in the waning seconds of the game was, quote, a good result for the bettors. And then he added, the 12-team playoff was a success, at least for his company, with each game among the most bet of the year. Yeah, to me though, those comments provided a big glimpse into why fans are quickly losing our lifelong passion for college athletics. The excessive greed by all parties is quickly tarnishing the joy of supporting our favorite major college sports teams. Okay, that done, it's time for the report card to come out for the expanded 12-team college football playoffs first year. Number one, it's simply too long. Ohio State and Notre Dame completed their 16th game of the season on Monday, and though they both played four extra games, it required 7.5 weeks from the end of their own regular season on Saturday, November 30th, through the final game on Monday, January 20th. Neither of the two teams played in a conference championship game. Ohio State actually finished third in the Big Ten Conference. Notre Dame and Independent didn't even have to play in a conference title game. But both Notre Dame and Ohio State did not have to play their first playoff game at all for 3 weeks after their regular season had ended. That's because the conference championship games which have now been rendered effectively meaningless, still had to be played first. And the dozen playoff teams had to be announced on Sunday, December the 8th. From that point, the next four games were played an average of about 9 days apart through the finale Monday, January 20th. Now, of course, this was done so that ESPN could maximize the value of their own Holiday Bowl lineup. It was also scheduled to avoid a few clashes with NFL games, which were being played on Saturdays during late December and early January. Taking more than 7 weeks to play those four extra games seems totally unnecessary, and it's time to renegotiate a new deal with ESPN. Number two, the seeding of the 12 playoff teams was a big flop. After all the years of waiting for this jumbo 12-team playoff concept to start, you might think that the seeding of those 12 competitors would have been well thought out. No. You can thank television and the greedy conferences and universities for that. The playoff seeding attempted to give more credit to the four conference champions and awarded them with the top four seed. That would be Oregon from the Big Ten, Georgia from the SEC, Arizona State out of the Big 12, and Boise State from the Mountain West, who all earned their way into the postseason tournament by winning their conference titles. The other eight teams were selected based on their overall season performance. Within that group of eight, they were pitted against one another at the home stadium of the higher-seeded team. 3. Having those first-round games played on campus was a great idea. This year's number 5, 6, 7, and 8-seeded teams hosted a first-round game at their own home stadium against teams seeded number 12, 11, 10, and 9, respectively. But cold weather did play a big factor in those opening round games played at number 6 Penn State, number 7 Notre Dame, and number 8 Ohio State. Only number 5 Texas played their game against Clemson, number 12, in relatively benign weather conditions down in Austin, Texas. But regardless of the weather, playing those four games at the home stadiums did add some excitement. Unfortunately, none of those first round games had close outcomes on the scoreboard. By the way, did anyone really, really believe we needed 12 teams to determine a national champion? Think about it. Number 4 in our postmortem, why didn't those four top seeds get to host a quarterfinal playoff game at their home stadium? Now that seems to be another big flaw in this current 12-team playoff format. Why not give the top four seeds a reward by playing in front of their home fans during the quarterfinal games? Instead, we saw Oregon jetting off to Southern California, Georgia fans flocking to New Orleans, Arizona State flew all the way across the country to Atlanta, and Boise State fans traveled south to Phoenix. Sadly, only one of these year's quarterfinal games, that being Texas edging Arizona State in double overtime, was a really compelling contest to watch on television. I'll ask the question again. Did anybody really believe that we even needed 8 teams to determine a national champion? Number 5, television viewership was less than ESPN had been hoping for. None of those four opening round contests were close games. The TV ratings averaged about 11 million viewers per game. ESPN was likely expecting about 10 to 20% more TV viewers for those opening round games. Then as we moved to the quarterfinals, the viewership for the four playoff games in that group grew to a more robust 17 million fans. That was probably about what was expected. The two semifinal games, Penn State versus Notre Dame and Texas versus Ohio State, produced some significant on-field drama, and those two games averaged 19 million TV viewers per game. And then on Monday night in the finals between Notre Dame and Ohio State, they only grabbed 22 million viewers. The reason I say that was that number was 3 million lower than last year's 25 million people who watched Michigan beat Washington. ESPN spent $1 billion with a B dollars to buy the rights to those 11 playoff games in this year's college football playoffs. Wouldn't it be interesting to know if the sports network actually made money in the first year of that long-term deal? So in summary, it's time to renegotiate. 8 is enough. We should be able to agree that the opening round college football playoff games were not compelling. The four higher seeds, number 5, 6, 7, and 8, sent the four lowest ranked teams, number 12, 11, 10, and 9, quickly packing and heading home. Why should we do that again next year? By eliminating the bottom four teams and getting down to the 8 highest rated competitors, a slimmed down college football playoff format would reduce this drawn out process by up to 2 weeks. All 8 of the college football teams would play in the opening round, and the top 4 seeds would host a home game as their reward for having an outstanding regular season. The first round games could easily be played by mid-December and then serve to kick off ESPN's lengthy college football bowl season. After the Christmas break, the national semifinals could be played on or before January 1st at rotating major bowl sites. And one more thing, we're going to play the college football championship game on a Saturday night next time. The final game should kick off Saturday night regardless of any NFL competition. Since most of the college football season is played on Saturdays, why not end the season on the night where the kids can stay up and watch the entire game? Does anyone think that the NFL would be dumb enough to move their own Super Bowl game to a Monday night simply because a TV network wanted them to do that? Nope, the NFL owns Sunday football, and it plays its own title game on a Sunday evening. College football's title game should be played on the same day of the week, which college football teams and their fans cherish during the fall. And that means we need a Saturday night championship game next year. I'm Swamp Swami.